Executive Director of the LDR to the news conference, the new committee should include what he called impeachable characters from the civil society, local and international partners. Following the news conference, Moses Wayne asked Mr. Densai, on what basis should the committee be dissolved?
We have been following the Judicial Probing Committee in this matter. As far as we're concerned, we've seen no independent stand in that committee. The process has not been marked by any form of transparency. I gave you one example. We were in attendance of this process, and the evidence provided by Honorable Snow, we thought that the previous work provided could not be paid according to the Judiciary Committee because of fault or because of their inability to access the information. When the Honorable requested that the tape be played, there was initial approval and subsequently the Honorable had some sort of and rejected that yes, the tape could not be played. We thought that in the interest of transparency and if the committee was prepared enough to make sure that they exhibit fair play in the investigation, they could have done so. So we don't believe that.
This is CTN in Freetown.
Bon.
Moyamba.
Kabala.
Makeni.
Pujang.
CTN will continue to expand its coverage all over the country through community radio.
Here's the news read by Florence Lille Makasa.
Thousands of women in Kaila on Saturday demonstrated against the abolition of female circumcision. Shops and business centers were closed briefly in the same shape. Susan Kulabanda is one of the heads of the female secret society locally called SOWIS. She told CTN that the practice was their culture and they would not abandon it. An organization called National Movement for Emancipation and Progress says it is advocating the abolition of harmful cultural practices, especially FGM. According to a study published in the United States, 85% of female population in Sierra Leone had undergone female circumcision, while there is no specific national law against FGM.